Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
A lot of us believe a few very, very definitive lies about purpose. We believe you'll have one, you'll know it by 22, everybody else knows theirs already, it'll be perfect, it'll change everything, everything will change, and you should wait for it to show up. I'm a big believer that purpose is attracted to motion, that purpose finds you in the middle of movement. So if you've waited to find your purpose, the wait's over. You gave it a fair shot. Just get going. Get started. And sometimes we're afraid to go down the wrong path. So what I'll find is people say, I've got five passions. I don't know where to start, so I won't start anywhere. And so I'm a big believer in just start on the first one. And maybe the third one is what will really drive home, but you need to work through the first and second to be even better at the third by the time you get there. And the other thing is that it's kind of ludicrous to tell an 18-year-old, you'll be able to pick a major that you'll do for the next 50 years. Your brain isn't physically formed until your mid-20s, but we expect an 18-year-old to have that figured out. And then you and I know. You and I have talked to successful 70-year-olds, and you know what they all have in common? Not a one of them would say, you know, at 22, I knew exactly where this life was going to go. I'm a big believer, and I wrote a new book about this idea that the only line you control is the starting line. You have no control over the finish line. God is going to take you places you can't even fathom, but you've got to start. So if you've got a problem with the man in the mirror, you need to deal with that.
But as you said, you're maybe working through those if you have multiple passions. So it's maybe the question is, how long do we stay at one till we decide, well, it's number three was really the passion, but you know, did I quit too soon on one or two?
Well, there's a number of things I'd say. One is practice it. There's a great way to figure out if the dream is really what you're supposed to do, and that's to practice it. And so for me, when I decided, hey, maybe I want to be a public speaker, I didn't quit my job to become a public speaker. I spoke for a few times for free at a rehab center. Because for me, talk about people who need hope, like the rehab center. So I'd always go, is there a way to practice it?
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.